DC had a very vibrant live music club scene when Posers opened, but none of them had what Posers almost instantly created. Posers could bring together a crowd in the mood to party, sell a ton of booze, and do this nightly by playing videos having a DJ spin music, all without a live band. Clubs and bars got caught off guard by Posers. You gotta remember now, this was before clubs and sports bars had TV monitors and high-def screens every 10 feet. Rock clubs didn't really view Posers as a threat. Club owners hadn't really figured out who the crowd was that was hanging there. The crowd always looked good. You had to wear black. Lots of early fashionistas at Posers. Customers were very eclectic, just like the music played there. Everything from rock to ska, alternative, indie pop, dance, electronica, punk, glam. And I like to think that my alma mater, WHFS, pioneered the way for Posers. You'd walk into the entrance with beveled leaded glass, dark blonde paneling, into a basement back room kind of vibe with those 80s Nagel art prints everywhere. Lots of pretty people. Piercings, tattoos, goths, mohawks, punks, lawyers. Every night at Posers looked like a Roxy music video. I still listen to a lot of this music from my youth, and I still play it on my internet radio show. Posers was so special to me.